Hey folks, Dan Freer here with the closing bell for July 24th, 2024. It was a brutal, yes, a brutal day on Wall Street. We had the Dow Jones and NASDAQ and everything. They were down 3, 4, 500 points. We're not going to dwell on that. What we're going to dwell on is mortgage rates. Mortgage rates actually went up today. So we started the day with the economic news of this, and it's not good. So we can't put a bead on why rates moved today in the wrong direction. So we have manufacturing numbers. They came in today. They were bad. And then we had new home sales. They came in bad. So do they know something about tomorrow? Because tomorrow we have durable goods orders. We have GDP coming out. And we also have initial jobless claims. So does the market prematurely know what's kind of that data is going to come in? I don't know. But this is also on the heels of this comment. We had former Fed official Dudley comes back and he says he's expecting rate cuts. They should be at this meeting based on the labor markets. So if you go through the details of this, right through here, it says most economists think the Federal will hold rates steady in July, but Powell will use this conference to basically lay the table for rate cuts in September. And they're basically down here saying, well, why not just do it now? You're basically telegraphed everybody that you're going to do it. So the concern is, why wait? Is the data going to come in any different in the next couple weeks? And only time is going to tell. But there was a news brief today right through here, and this is probably one of the best interviews with a home builder analyst, that I want to show you guys. And it puts all this into context. And the nice thing about it is it's fact-based and it makes sense. Okay, a lot of the data you see is just like, that's not going to happen. But pay attention to, you know, this interview, kind of intriguing, and it explains out or rolls out exactly why home prices haven't dropped. Okay, so let's get over to that, and then I'll give you the rest of the data that we have so far today.
Back, new home sales fell again to the lowest level of the year for June, as high mortgage rates and affordability continue scaring off buyers. Despite a massive rally in the space, the builders are under pressure today, as you can see a lot of red there, although small declines. Meantime, the June inventory of new homes was at its highest level since 2008. But one of the street's top housing analysts says there's nothing to worry about. The concerns are overblown. Good time to check in with Stephen Kim. He's Evercore ISI's home builder analyst. Stephen, it's great to have you back. Welcome.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you a year ago, and you are completely right then, and I'm going to ask the same question now. And how can the rally keep going, and how?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to start with analyzing the housing market, and then you secondly look at how the home building stocks are valued. And frankly, I see opportunity to sort of shed light on in both areas. I think that when it relates to the housing market itself, there's been a lot of, I think, confusion around what is the reason why home prices have actually held in and actually moved up significantly since the pandemic. A lot of people think that, and I heard actually a little bit of this, I think, on your prior segment, that maybe it's because, you know, just it's because people don't want to move, and so there's no inventory of homes on the market. And right. I think that really is a misrepresentation. What's actually been happening is that after the GFC in 2008, we went through a 15-year period where we did not build enough houses. Mm-hmm. That was a 15-year period and left its mark. We just simply...
The GFC, that's the crash of 2008. That's what I want you guys to be aware of. So that's what he's referencing back to the 2008 basically housing crash.
We do not have enough homes in this country. And that is the reason why, even when you've had various demand shocks, you have not seen prices for homes come down, because you don't have enough houses. And when you have a scarcity of something, it really inoculates you against some of the demand pressures that we've seen.
And to
and
be
then
clear,
the second thing
oh, I was just going to say on that, Stephen, you're exactly right. There's no doubt that the fundamental thing that's happened is that all the millennials left cities and wanted to buy a home. There's more millennials. There's not a lot of new housing supply. There's a massive mismatch. I just mean at the margin. So I'd put you in the Steve Leisman camp, but at the margin, don't you think it would help if rates came down? I hear people all the time who want to move. They might have a little bit of, maybe they didn't buy the best house when they had to scramble a couple of years ago. And they'd say, I'd love to do something, but I can't, you know, I can't take on a mortgage right now.
One of the biggest areas of confusion, I think, is that people conflate a home for sale with a vacancy. So if you see people decide they want to move and list their house, there will be more houses on the market for sale. But will there be more vacancies? No, you have somebody living there already. and they're looking to buy something else.
Maybe an apartment,
so there
though,
may be a house for sale, home. But there's also one more buyer.
There's more multifamily.
And there's no increased vacancy.
That's where I do see maybe the boomer, that age demographic, maybe leaving a home and going into something smaller. I do notice that shift creating some opportunities.
Yeah, I definitely think the builders have adjusted to the inaffordability, which is a real problem, obviously, for a lot of incremental buyers. And so the builders are doing what they can to build smaller houses, to be more efficient with the space, doing more attached product and things of that nature. And that is all very sensible. And people are buying what they need. We are gone are the days when you're buying what you would like. You're buying what you need. And millennials, frankly, have delayed forming households, having kids, even getting married, and certainly therefore buying houses. So today's first-time buyers are older than first-time buyers in the past, which means they have more income, they have better credit histories, and they also have more urgency. And so they are less likely to be scared away by affordability issues. If they actually can pull together the down payment and have the monthly payment, they're really going to buy because they've already delayed for so long.
And I want to highlight tactically what you would recommend here. You have a great report from March people can ask you about, but the large cap home builders, Lennar, Pulte, D.R. Horton, and Toll, you think they're on the road to higher valuations, even with the rally that we've seen, that they're still, you could argue, cheap and heading, would you?
Interesting question here. What I want you guys to understand, this guy's been dead on over the last couple years. And that's why I was showing you this video other than some down here regarding rates. But this is a fantastic, the question that he's been answered or he's been asked. And please pay attention to the answer that he gives.
Would you say 50% higher from here quickly?
I think over the next few years, you will see a revaluation to at least 50% higher valuations, and I believe earnings would be higher as well. So,
and a lot of people, you know, especially on the crash side of the equation, they keep bringing up these home builders and saying they're going bankrupt, they're going under, they're going this, they're going that. He is actually the building analyst. And again, he's been dead on. That's the reason why he's on today. And so I want to conclude this video. So I won't interrupt anymore, I promise.
Well, he could even do better than that. I would have people look at what happened to the largest stock in our sector last week, earlier this, I can't remember what day it is anymore, but after earnings, it rose 10%. That was last week. And that was after CPI had already come in very benign and pushed the stocks up. Why did D.R. Horton move up so much on that day? It was because they gave two pieces of guidance that builders don't usually talk about: cash flow and share repurchases. And for the revaluation thesis, for people who are looking at this group of stocks like, hey, these are different kinds of companies with sustainable cash flow, that was music to the ears. And that's why I think D.R. Horton was up 10% in a day after you had already had the group move because of benign CPI.
And that is why we check in with you. Stephen Kim, thanks for your time today. Great to hear your take.
If you go back to some of the crash videos, they specifically brought out D.R. Horton and said they're going to go bankrupt. They're going out of business. They're going out of business. And so I posted a video that day, and I think it was the troll day that I came out and said, you know, here's the information. So everything they're giving you on this side of the videos are absolutely incorrect. So my whole goal here is to make sure you guys get the facts and nothing but the facts. So let's get over to the other pieces of this puzzle. I did find a place. Somebody commented on a video today saying, Dan, there is no houses available for $300,000 or less. Well, I hate to contradict you, but here's where it is. 10 most underrated U.S. cities to buy top home houses with prices of $300,000 and less. So you can go down through this article right through here. And I'm proud to say I'm originally from West Virginia. Why do I say that? Well, Huntsville, Alabama is number one, and then West Virginia comes in 2, Fort Wayne, Indiana 3, West Virginia again 4, and then the list goes on. South Bend, Indiana, Canton, Ohio, Cedar Rapids, Salisbury, Maryland, Columbia, South Carolina, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Fantastic article. Check that out on the web streams right through here. And then if you want to really do your research, and Kyle and I always talk about this on our live events and videos that we do, how do you research, or how do we research, because we're in this business, how do we research areas that, you know, might be of concern to us, or we at least want to take a deep dive into? We use a system called Altos Research. Love this system. It's fantastic. What you need to do is just go to altosresearch.com, hit products, hit market reports. It'll give you up this caption, hit the report. What's going to come up is I put in Salisbury, Maryland, because it is in this list right through here. I think it was number, I don't know, it was down there at the bottom somewhere. Salisbury, Maryland, number 8. And it just gives you a whole bunch of dynamics right through here of that area, what the finances are looking like, the market prices, median home prices, average days on market, inventory, and everything else. Then if you scroll down below, it starts giving you prices, what have prices done over the last year and so forth, and just a ton of data. So please check out Altos Research if you're looking to buy your first house, and also check us out. Check us out because we can be your financier if you're looking to buy that first house, no matter where in the country you live. Reason why is we work at Save Servbank. We are federally licensed. Or I'll say I'm federally licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I would love to help you if you're trying to buy your first house, maybe you're trying to buy your first investment property, maybe looking to refinance right now, seeing is it a good time or not. Things like that when it comes to real estate, please visit us at therateupdate.com. The first thing I'm going to ask you to do is if you're looking to buy your first house, click the grant finder right up through there. Fantastic. It's finding people programs up to $6,500, basically free money to you to use for your down payment or closing costs. And if you're ready to get this ball rolling to see if you qualify, I want you to understand, we just finished up a live event. We were on there for about an hour and a half. And a lot of people were on there. They're just like, I'm scared to make the first step. Don't be. We don't have hard pressure sales here. We'll give you all the tools, everything you need to make a prudent decision on your end. We're just here to be basically your coach behind the scene to help you answer any questions and concerns that you have. Our goal isn't to talk you into buying a home. It's to talk you into doing what's best for you and your family. So visit us at therateupdate.com. Here's our website right through here. You can click the apply now button right up through there. But if you'd rather just call in and talk with us, please do so with that as well. You can scroll down to the bottom right through here. You're going to go through blogs and a whole bunch of other stuff, and you'll find our 800 number right there. 844-775-5626, or you can reach me directly. And yes, it's me. I will be responding, dan@therateupdate.com. And I'm happy to say, I think we just hit 30,000 subscribers. So check out our subscriber count. And if you're part of that, I greatly appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed yet, please join the 30,000 others that have recently done so. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. This is my closing bell for today. I'll be back tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.